As I have a seat, Rabbi Penner is going to give part two of the Tefillah Shir. I'm not going to introduce Rabbi Penner again. I just want to, I know you love the introductions, but I just want to take a moment. A number of people have been coming over to me asking, how in the world did you get all of these incredible speakers over the past couple of weeks? And the answer is, I did nothing. Mayer did everything. People have no problem saying no to me. They cannot say no to Mayer. So we appreciate again Rabbi Penner being here and sharing with us his Divrei Torah.
Thank you. My pleasure. You have one of the handouts somewhere? Okay, so I was also, before I walked in and Rabbi Leibowitz was here, and I'm not saying this because he just said something nice. And then I saw Rabbi Rosner walk in. I forgot that Rabbi Rosner's here also. And I hope you guys understand how lucky you are to have a summer in a room this size with Rabbi Rosner and Rabbi Leibowitz. That is like unbelievable. I forgot that you're both here. That's quite the amazing thing to be able. So you should really take advantage of every second. Okay, so let's take what we did before and we'll go one step further. Just give me one of the handouts. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Sim Shalom. So we already talked about Mogen. And the fact is that modim, again, may not exactly mean just thank you, or thank you is a deeper concept within Yiddishkeit. But Sim Shalom certainly doesn't seem to belong. Now, we know that the last three brachos, at least the way the Rambam formulates it, the last three brachos are supposed to be Sheva, Abbas V'Hoda'ah. So exactly how is Sim Shalom Hoda'ah, right? We know that a person's not supposed to ask for requests. Not supposed to be requests. It's a whole discussion whether or not you can say Zachreinu, you could say Sefer Chaim, right? You're allowed to throw that in there. That's for the public. That's for the rabbim. So what exactly is Sim Shalom? Sim Shalom looks like we're going back to requests, no? I mean, it's a pretty obvious request, Sim Shalom. It's interesting that until now we haven't asked for Shalom. Now, on the one hand, you could say that, well, we knew that it was coming, so we saved it for the end, but it's very strange from a structural perspective. Right? On the one hand, the last three brachos are supposed to be about thanking the Ribono Shalom. Sim Shalom is, again, asking for stuff. And it's asking for things that we didn't seem to remember to ask for before, even though some of them are pretty important. Right? We should have achva, we should have reyes, we should have all these things, we should have chesed, and all these kinds of things. They're all wonderful requests. We didn't ask for them beforehand. So why did they get left out of the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, right? And what are they doing at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei, right? So I'm just going to do a 20 minutes, just a little thought, but again, to try to perhaps have you appreciate a little more what Sim Shalom is. So just our regalachas. We pointed out that by asking things of the Ribono Shel Olam, we accomplish something in and of itself. Right? By asking for this and that, I need all these different things from the Ribono Shel Olam. So by asking on him, I remember that it's from him. I become dependent on him again. I remember my relationship vis-a-vis. I walk away from the Shmoneh Esrei. But there's another reason why we ask. Or there's another thing that's accomplished through the asking. And that is that Chazal give us specific things to ask for. Specific things that we're asking for. We don't ask for everything. You can stick something in. That's an interesting question. When, where, and how, what's that? But we're given a list of specific things that we're going to ask. Be honest. Be honest. Would you have asked for these 13 things if you weren't reading them out of the Sefer? Well, you have open mic time with the Ribono Shalom. I used to do this when I used to do outreach in NCSY. I used to bring kids together who never stepped into a shul, and you have them just take three steps forward and ask the Ribono Shalom for whatever you want. I guarantee none of them asked for the restoration of judges. I absolutely know that. Don't tell me what you said. It's been you and the Ribono Shalom. I'm absolutely sure none of them said the restoration of the judges or the ingathering of the Jewish people or a lot of other things. What's interesting about the Shemoneh Esrei is that it gives us an order, and that's discussed, of course, in Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin, an order for the brachos, what leads into what, and it puts into our mouth things that we don't otherwise say. Sometimes someone will come to me and say, Rabbi, you know, I want to talk to God, but, you know, whenever it starts with the word Rabbi, like that, you know what I'm saying? Rabbi, I want to talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to talk to God, but this is not what I want. So I say to them, that's why you have to daven Shemoneh Esrei. Because one of the things that happens in Shemoneh Esrei is that you realign your priorities. What should I be asking for? What's important? The famous comment made by Rav Hirsch, Rav Shimshon of Fall Hirsch, that the root of tefillah is to judge, halel. The hit halel is to judge myself. How am I judging myself when I'm davening? One of the ways is by looking at what Anshei Knesset HaGedolah thought was important, and what Penner thinks is important at the 6:20 minyan in the morning, and saying who probably has it right. Are my priorities the right priorities? I heard a beautiful thing. Rav Zinger just came. Zinger from what's the name? Matnas Chaim. What? Makor Chaim. Makor Chaim in Gush Etzion. So he was just in YU this year. So he writes a very interesting thing. He came out and said from Philly. He says, a person is primarily what they want, what they strive for. What is their rutzon? It's not just what you are, but your rutzon. What are the things that you get up in the morning and you know? Would you have, if you were given, let's forget 13, 12 brachos. If you were given 12 requests from the Ribbono Shel Olam, is there any chance you would have taken 6 and made them about the national restoration of the Jewish people? 6? I would have at best done 1. Yeah, I want refuah, I want parnasa, maybe slicha, all those are good things, and then we'll throw in like a, and bring Mashiach, it'll be a good thing. Like at the end of every single speech. And you bring Mashiach, Merav Yameinu, 6 brachos? Starting with Kibbutz Golias and walking all the way through, I'm going to waste 6 of my brachos, 6 of my requests on the process of national redemption? Well, what it's telling us is that maybe that's more important. Maybe that's what we should want. So the process of davening Shemoneh Esrei is also a process of refining what it is that we're asking for. With this, I think we can perhaps understand as well the request of Sim Shalom, which is the most refined of all of the requests. It's very interesting. If you look just a couple of sources, Sim Shalom behaves in a very strange way in the Shemoneh Esrei. If you look, the famous Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, it talks about the 9 brachos that we say Musaf. Right? So it lists all the brachos. And the last 3 brachos it says is avoda, which is ritzei, hoda'a, which is modim, and then birchas kohanim. Wow. Everybody knows birchas kohanim is not the last bracha. Everybody knows the last bracha is sim shalom, right? So why would you call it birchas kohanim? There's another very interesting reflection of that. The Shulchan Aruch has an interesting halacha. We don't seem to paskin this way, I don't believe. But it's based on a psak of the Maharam Rutenberg. It's brought in the Hagos from Onios at the end of Hilchos Tefillah. Very interesting situation. Let's say you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're the right? You're in Eretz Yisrael here, a regular day of duchening. So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Aval she'ein sham kohen elahu yisa et kapav kedei shelo titpatel nesios kapayim. Okay, if the only kohen is the shliach tzibur, then he is the one that says it. V'keitzad yase yakor raglav ma'at be'avoda v'yomer ad ulachana elahodos
v'yala l'duchen, v'yivarech birchas kohanim, v'yikra lo acher, u'mesayim hachazin sim shalom. Okay, so someone else should call out, berechecha, etc., whatever, call out to the chazin, and then he should finish the Shmoneh Esrei. He should finish sim shalom. And then he says, v'im hamakri kivein l'tfilas shliach tzibur mitchila v'atzov. If the, can you imagine this? The person who's calling out to the Kohanim, that's not the real thing. He's just calling it out. Hashem, if he's been listening the whole time, Adif Tfei Shiyasayim Hamakri Sim Shalom. It's better that the Makri himself should go and finish the Shmoneh Esrei. Can you imagine that? The Kohen says it up till that point. And then, if possible, the guy who called out, Yivarecha Hashem, he takes over at Sim Shalom? What is this connection between these two? There's also a fascinating Rambam. Rav Lichtenstein pointed this out. It's a fascinating Rambam that says, B'mikdash mevarchem birchas kohanim, pam achas b'yom. And then he says, Aval b'medina, when do we say Berchas Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael? When? Mevarchen osa achar kol tfila. Achar kol tfila. Achar kol tfila? We don't say it achar tfila. We say it before Sim Shalom. So what's going on? So Rav Moshe Lichtenstein,
quoting his father, says, Rav Moshe Lichtenstein explained
that
perhaps Sim Shalom is integrally connected to Birchas Kohanim. And he says something very radical. And he gets that from the words of the Rambam. That it seems that Shmoneh Esrei is basically over at the end of Modim. At the end of Modim, the Shmoneh Esrei is basically done. What happens then? Birchas Kohanim. What is Birchas Kohanim? Why do we say Birchas Kohanim right after Shmoneh Esrei?
He says Birchas Kohanim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to our tefillah. Right, if you flip over, the Rambam says, you know, how can you take it? What should the standard be for a Kohen to Duchen? What if he's not the biggest tzaddik? Is he able to duchen? Like, what do I want? Wait, he's giving me a bracha? The stama guy, the guy who's just the new guy in the yeshiva is standing there, he's a kohen, he's giving a bracha to the Rosh Yeshiva, because he's a kohen. So that doesn't make any sense. The Rambam says, no, it's HaKadosh, what bircha duchening is the Ribono Shel Olam giving us a bracha. He's giving it through the kohanim. It's not the kohanim who are blessing us. They're allowing the bracha to come into the world from the Ribono Shel Olam. So Lichtenstein suggests that Birchas Kohanim may be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to our tefillah. That after all these things we asked for the Ribono Shel Olam, and after we got through Modim and we recognized everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the place of Birchas Kohanim? Well, it hasn't been, it's not just a monologue, it's a dialogue. It's a meeting. So therefore, at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, which really is, so to speak, the end, there's an interesting discussion. When the Chazan says, Elokeinu v'lokei avoseinu, v'archeinu v'avracham shaleshes, he says that even if the Kohanim are duchen, is that a hefsek? Where is that? Elokeinu v'lokei avoseinu, v'archeinu v'avracham shaleshes. So he says, it's not a hefsek, because Shmoneh Esrei, on some level, has finished. Modim is the end. The end is to recognize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Ribono Shel Olam gets a chance to speak. That's Birchas Kohanim. And Sim Shalom is not as much a new bracha, a final bracha from Shmoneh Esrei, right? But Sim Shalom is an integral part of the process of having received that bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's identical, it's synonymous. It's synonymous with Sim Shalom. Sim Shalom and Birchas Kohanim, you could call Sim Shalom Birchas Kohanim. In fact, the Vilna Gaon points out that you could actually take all the words. Sim Shalom, you'll see the words of Birchas Kohanim spelled out in Sim Shalom.
That's why in Ashkenazic minig, you only say Sim Shalom when there would be Berachas Kohanim. It's a further expression of the ideas in Berachas Kohanim. They're synonymous. So comes, we ask for all the things that we need, we end, we recognize everything's from the Ribono Shel Olam, we receive a bracha, and then Sim Shalom is, the way Rav Lichtenstein puts it, an acceptance of that bracha. An acceptance of that bracha. Rabbi Soloveitchik writes in the, they have in the Shiur Mosech Avi Mori, that we know that the Birchas Kohanim is really a two-way, a two-party process. The Kohanim have to face the Jewish people. There's almost this interaction during Birchas Kohanim, where the Kohanim help deliver the bracha, and what do the Jewish people do? They accept the bracha. They acknowledge the bracha. We mimic the words. We come, we get the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ya'er Hashem Aham Elecha Nichonecha. We go through the whole thing, and then we say, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us that. We accept it. We take it. But I think it's one more thing, and I want to end with this, and this is what I think about when I say Sim Shalom. If you look at the last source from Shlomo Kluger, he says, Ki ba'or panecha nasata lanu, ki ba'or panecha, we say at the end of Sim Shalom, she'ikr tfilasenu rak she'ya'ir HaKadosh Baruch Hu panav eleinu. Really, we just want that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should face us. He should shine His light on us. Memeila nizake nizke lechol habrachos, and then we'll get all the brachos. Kevin shaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz beemes betovason shal Yisrael. Ulekach ein Yisrael mevakshin shar tovos. What happens in the course of Shmoneh Esrei? We start the Shmoneh Esrei by asking for our basic personal needs. The first six of the brachos that we ask for are our personal needs. We may say them in plural, but they're personal needs. I need a parnasa, you need a parnasa, I need a refuah, you need a refuah. They're personal things. And then as the Shmoneh Esrei develops, we're moved to say things that are even more national. Things I wouldn't have thought of myself. That's not where my head was. When I got in the Shmoneh Esrei, I'm thinking, these are the three things I need from the Ribono Shel Olam. And we're moved. After we receive the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen closely. After we receive the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after we hear those words, Yibarechecha Hashem v'yishmarecha, Ye'er Hashem panav elecha v'yichunecha, do you know what we realize? That's what we really want. Sim Shalom, I believe, is a perfected tefillah. Sim Shalom is the most mature tefillah that marks the end of the process of Shmoneh. Hey, you can have three wishes. What do you want? Avas Chesed. Oh, come on. You have three wishes. What do you want? Staka uvracha v'rachamim v'chayim v'shalom. Right? If you had three wishes, would you think, well, these are the things that you would... We move from very specific worldly requests during the body of Shmoneh Esrei. Having gone through this entire process, and I said it, and I'll end with this, the Shmoneh Esrei is supposed to be a process. We're supposed to be different. In fact, the Baal Shem Tov says that if I'm the same person when I take three steps back as I took three steps forward, then why did I doubt? The last thing we say at the end of Shmoneh Esrei is, I'm here now. I've received. I'm in your light. I received the bracha from you. And you know what I realized? That's what I really want, and that's what I'm really going to leave you with, Ribono Shel Olam. It is a request, but it's a perfected request. It's a request for much higher things. It's a request, it's what we should have wanted in the beginning, but we had to stand in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, when we get to the next world, and we receive all the reward for all the difficult stuff we did down here, what's it going to be? It's going to be in the light of the Ribono Shel Olam, to have His face shine upon us. Most people, at least until they refine themselves, That's not what they want as a reward. They want a cash reward. They want something they can hold. They want something they can touch. But ultimately, when our neshama's that's what it wants. It just wants that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should shine his light. It just wants that we should have shalom. Because if you don't have shalom, you don't have anything else. So I think that's the final stage of what Shemona Esrei does for us.
It allows us, we start in the most worldly kind of things, we move to Geula and the national, and then we end, we hear our Kaddish Baruch Hu's words, so to speak, we receive that bracha of Birchas Kohanim, and then we say, you know what, that's what I really wanted. I enjoyed being with you here for Shemona Esrei. I enjoyed standing here. I enjoyed having a few minutes just with you. Let me just ask for that as I leave. Let me just ask that your shalom, the kind of peace that I feel now, just being in your presence, that I should be able to have that.
Okay. I would like to speak with Rav Benner. I don't know how long he's around.